News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Welcome back to Pep Talk. I'm your host, PJ. Filling in for Meg once again today. It is Frisky Friday, so we are going to be talking to Francine Armstrong from A Place of Hope, Small Dog Rescue. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
It's great to see you.
It's always nice to be here.
Absolutely. So tell me a little bit about Place of Hope for those who don't know.
A Place of Hope is a foster-based rescue here in Pensacola. All of the dogs are in homes all around town. We don't have a facility at all. So everything is done through applications online. Once somebody is approved and finds the dogs they'd like to meet, then we set up a private meet and greet, and hopefully they get adopted.
All right. Nice. And I know that sometimes they can also meet them at different community events that you've been at.
We do not do a lot of events anymore, but we do the larger events, Barktoberfest, St. Christopher's, several of the, I think, Leash on Love, we've done those. But we used to do regular events, but it's a harder situation to take the dogs to the event. You have a bunch of dogs barking and acting crazy, and so we can do it quietly and in our, we have a room where we set up just for meet and greets. And so they come in with their dog, or if they don't have a dog, they just come in, meet them. They can relax and see them in a little more quiet environment and decide if that's the right dog for them.
Okay. How many dogs do you currently have in your foster program?
Right now we only have about 35.
Okay.
Which a lot, we had a lot of puppies. We had 25 babies that we were trying to get adopted. I think we're on our last batch right now. And then once they get adopted, we thought we were in the clear on puppy season, but we sent one to get spayed yesterday and said she's pregnant. So she's back at the house waiting. I was like, dagnabbit, this is not good. Another one. But
so of the 35, what breeds of animals?
We do small dogs under 15 pounds, so we have a lot of Chihuahuas. We get in. Right now, we've got three bonded pairs. We've got a little pair of tiny Chihuahua boys that are about 5 pounds that'll be coming up soon. We've got two beautiful Shih Tzus that have been together their whole life, and we've got two other Shih Tzus that are five that are up for adoption right now. So bonded pairs are a little harder. They take a little bit longer, but if we can separate them, we do. But some of them, they come in and you can tell they've been together their whole life and they would grieve for each other, and we won't do that.
So. Absolutely. So it's important to keep them together.
Yes. And it's easier to adopt bonded pairs if they're the same breed. We've had, one time we had an Aussie and a little Yorkie. I didn't think we'd ever get them adopted because he was like 4 pounds and she was probably 15. But I mean, they were just buds and they'd been together for years, and eventually they got adopted. So, you know, we just wait it out and see when the right person comes along, because we want it to be a really good fit for them. A lot of the dogs that come into rescue have lost their owners either through death or going into a facility. Could be financial situations. And so, you know, we want to get them into a home where hopefully that's not going to happen to them again anytime soon. So,
okay. Francine Armstrong from A Place of Hope Small Dog Rescue, our guest for this half hour, 437-1620 if you have any questions. Just before the show, we were actually talking a little bit about it's kind of stray season, it's puppy season. Talk to me about that.
It's puppy season right now. And unfortunately, because Escambia Canine doesn't have any laws on spay and neuter, there are so many dogs that get pregnant, and people get these litters. They can't find homes for them. Rescues are full. The shelter doesn't usually take in a lot of strays unless there's a problem. So these dogs end up getting dumped, and people need to understand, if you get caught dumping these dogs, it's illegal. You will get charged. And, I mean, you're just putting them out there to die on their own. And that's just so inhumane. Do something, you know, talk to your vet, talk to somebody. Get these dogs fixed. There are low-cost places here now that help with spays and neuters. And people need to understand that is really important to help with the stray population. You can't just put them out in the street. The weather, you know, it's hot. Mm-hmm. They're getting run over by cars. Then we've got the problems where, you know, animals are suffering. And that's not what we want to see happen. We want people to be responsible. If you do find a stray, you need to make sure that you post them. There are so many lost and found pages right now. And you post them on there, and a lot of dogs can make it home if people are being responsible and helping with that. If they post a picture of them, if they tell people where they're at, and then the community starts networking it and getting the dogs back. Microchips, I can't say that enough. Microchips are so important. Mm-hmm. And updating the microchip and keeping it current so that your phone number is on it. A lot of times we get dogs in who have microchips, but they've never registered them. That's, to me, that's just crazy. It's so easy to go online and put your phone number in there.
Yeah.
So
for animals that get abandoned, do you think it's just a lack of education on the homeowner's part that's abandoning this animal, that they're maybe afraid to say, I give up on this animal? Or what causes people to do that?
I think that it's the fact, years and years ago, if you couldn't keep a dog, you could go to the shelter and you could take it to the shelter and they would take them in. It's not like that anymore. Mm-hmm. The shelters are full. The rescues, I mean, we're all slammed all the time. And you can only take in what you can take in.
Right.
So people have to be responsible. We get a lot of calls that say, I need to get rid of this dog today. I'm moving. Did you know you were moving 3 weeks ago? Maybe if you would have given somebody time, they can work them into their schedule. Mm-hmm. But people expect the shelters and the rescues to immediately say, yes, I'll take them. Well, we're no different than anybody else. We can only do what we can do. Mm-hmm. I only have so many fosters that take in dogs. I take in dogs, and I have had so many dogs in my house sometimes that I'm just like, I just can't have this many in here.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we have to ask people to be responsible. If you find a stray, you're going to have to probably hold that stray. We do a 7-day stray hold so people can hopefully get their dogs back to them. But that doesn't always happen. So if it doesn't get claimed, then we have to be able to take it into rescue and find it a home. So be responsible and realize if you pick up a dog, you are the responsible person. People put on Facebook all the time, I need help with this dog I found. You are that dog's help. If you found it, you are that dog's help. Please help it.
All right, before we head into break, if people want to get a hold of you, how do they do that?
They can go to aplaceofhoperescue.com. That's our website, or you can go to Facebook and go through Messenger. We don't have a facility, so we don't have a place for people to show up. Unfortunately, people show up at my house all the time thinking they're going to come see dogs. And we're like, we're not a shelter. We're not like that. So you have to go through the website, but you can message us, and then we will get back to people as quickly as we can.
All right. Pep Talk returns right after this.
This is Pastor Carl Gallups of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh, good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. And the Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not, regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR can help you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft.
Oh, no.
That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Save up to 30% with promo code NEWS at LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
You're not looking for an argument.
You just want to know what's going on.
And that's a good thing.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Help, I need somebody.
Help,
not just anybody.
Help,
you know I need someone.
Help.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Welcome back to Pep Talk. It is Frisky Friday. I'm PJ filling in for Meg. Francine Armstrong from A Place of Hope Small Dog Rescue, our guest for this half hour. And it is kind of important to address the fact that people are leaving dogs in the community, and definitely those dogs need new places to go to. So talk to me a little bit about the adoption process here.
The way our adoptions work is we post our dogs that are available for adoption on the website. Almost daily we put out a new dog, and as soon as they're ready to be adopted, they've had all their vetting done, they've been spayed or neutered, had dentals if necessary, then they go on the website. And we have a lady, Christine, that does the social media, and she is amazing. She does the best bios with the help of the fosters. They write all about what the dog needs, what it has to have, whether it's a fence yard or if they're okay in an apartment or if they're barkers and they can't go. We tell you the good, the bad, and the ugly because we have to be transparent about it or dogs are just going to get returned. So we tell them everything we know, and that's why we hold them for a couple weeks so we learn their personalities, see what they're like. Some of them come in so traumatized that it may take longer than even a couple weeks to get them on the website. But if you will read the bio and all the way to the bottom, people, because it will tell you exactly what that dog needs and what we're looking for in an application. We'll say on there if they've had any type of biting or nipping, or if they're not good with kids, or they're okay with older kids but not toddlers. And we'll put out the dogs, and first application we're going to get is somebody with a 1, a 3, and a 5-year-old. And when we tell them, I'm sorry, it says on there they're not good with little kids. Oh, well, they'll only get bit once. Well, that's not how we play. Mm-hmm. We don't want any kid to get bit. We don't want anybody scared of dogs. So read the bio, because that's not something we're going to change our mind on when you say that. You know, we're still going to tell you no. So make sure that what you have in your home is what would fit the dog's situation too.
Mm-hmm.
And our thing is we're the voice for the dog. So we're looking for what's right for the dog. I know people look at the pictures and think, oh my gosh, look at that cute little one. But sometimes those cute little ones have some issues or concerns or anxiety or things like that that some people can't work with. I love that we get applications that say, I only want a housebroken dog. Well, welcome to rescue. Mm-hmm. They don't usually come in housebroken or act housebroken because they're scared. So usually once they get into a home, you see a big difference. But like at my house, I have 16 that live there because I have ours, and then we have unadoptables that have issues. One reason or another, they can't be adopted. So when you're in an environment like that, like right now I have 3 fosters, so there are 19 dogs. It's a little different. I can't tell you 100% this dog is housebroken. I have 3 dog doors, And I can tell you, somebody's not housebroken. Can't always catch them. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we do the best we can to give them as much information as we can. And we count on them to read and do the research on the dog that they're looking at. And then once you've picked a dog and gotten approved, we set up the meet and greet, and the foster comes, brings the dog. We ask you to bring your dog if you have a dog, or, you know, if you have kids that you want to make sure the dog gets along with, then you just bring everybody, and we have a nice little meet and greet, and you decide if it's a good fit. We do, as far as our situation with the dogs, we do everything they need done for the first year. We even provide them with, if they're adults, a year of heartworm prevention with the ProHeart 12 injection.
Oh, wow.
So everything is done, and our fees aren't cheap because vet bills aren't cheap, mm-hmm. unfortunately. The senior dogs get dentals if they need dentals, if they're medically necessary. The dentals run anywhere from $300 to $800. That's without anything else being done, the microchip, the shots, the ProHeart. So, and typically seniors are adopted out for about $300.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't, I mean, we're always in the red with seniors, but we do what we can with donations and, you know, trying to have the support of the community, which, by the way, is amazing with us. We are very blessed and very grateful because people have always been really good to help us.
Yeah.
And do what, you know, if we have a medical dog that needs a big surgery and we put out for fundraising, people are Johnny on the spot jumping in to help. And usually it's good because it's, you know, anywhere from $10 to $100. It's not anybody hurting themselves to try to help us.
Mm-hmm.
So we appreciate that and can't thank the community enough for all they've done for us over the years. We are coming up on our 10-year anniversary in July. It's been a rough 10 years, people. It's a lot of work. And, you know, everybody in our volunteer group is volunteers. Nobody gets paid. All the money goes to the dogs and the care and, you know, housing and everything of the dogs. So we appreciate people.
Absolutely. All right, we'll be back with Pep Talk right after this.
Woo! Summer's heating up, and we're smoking at Sonny's. Our new summer menu is hot, and your favorite barbecue bowls, they're back. How about our new cherry cola pork burnt ends, some brisket mac and cheese, or slider trio, and finish your meal off with some cherry cobbler egg rolls. Mmm. With four locations in the News Radio area, we look forward to slathering you with Southern hospitality. If it's smoking out back, it's Sonny's out front. Don't forget to download your Sonny's barbecue app for sizzling summer deals and rewards. And remember, it's always Sonny's here.
Our Senators Ashley Moody and Rick Scott and Representative Jimmy Patronis are standing up for radio listeners like us by supporting legislation to keep AM radio in cars. They know the value of local radio in times of emergency. Now it's time for Congress to finish the job and pass the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act. Learn more at dependonam.com. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
This is a statement from the National Weather Service.
September 2020. The National Hurricane Center predicted Hurricane Sally would come ashore in Mississippi.
A hurricane warning has now been issued.
But then Sally made a right turn and surprised us by coming ashore here with a destructive power we have not seen since Hurricane Ivan, which is why you should keep your radio on News Radio 92.3 for all the latest watches, warnings, and full team coverage should the storm make that unexpected change of course. News Radio 92.3.
Getting you up to date as you head to work. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Welcome back to Pep Talk. I'm your host, PJ, filling in for Meg. Francine Armstrong from A Place of Hope Small Dog Rescue, our guest today, 437-1620, if you have any questions. I would also imagine in your line of work, because it is a foster environment, are you looking for fosters?
We look for fosters, but we have a lot of trouble, you know, with foster staying, because a lot of people like to foster and then they end up foster failing. We call it keeping their first foster, and then they can't foster anymore. Mm. So we don't do foster to adopt or anything like that. But if someone is interested in fostering, yes, we definitely, there's a, you just reach out to us and talk to us and we see if we think it's going to be a good fit. We have some really good fosters that have been with us for years, and they are awesome. They help us with, like, we had a really big work day Wednesday, and it was awesome. You know, everybody came, we cleaned out the sheds, and we cleaned out the rooms, and everybody was scrubbing and pressure washing the deck and getting everything pretty, and they're awesome, because no matter what it is, they're there to help, and whether it's taking a dog or just helping us maintain everything, because I can't do it all at the house. Even, you know, we have outbuildings at the house that are used for the meet and greets and stuff and storage, and it's a lot with all the dogs I have, plus maintaining all that. I can't.
Sure.
I'm getting old. I'm too old. I can't take it.
How about volunteers?
Volunteers, we have lots of people that volunteer with us, and there are different jobs that can be done that are not requiring them to foster. We have a team that does home checks. They go out to visit the home, make sure the dogs are doing good. They, you know, make sure there's no problems with fences or holes in the, you know, fence where a dog would get out. We have a team that does vet checks. That's when we're getting applications approved. So they call the vets. They do, sometimes they have to be little detectives and try to pull stuff out of people to find out exactly, you know, where they've been getting heartworm prevention or things like that. We have the team that, the ladies that come and just help clean on a regular basis in the room. So there are lots of different things that people can do. We have one lady that does microchips and puts all the information in the microchips. We have a foster coordinator who works with all the fosters and gets them trained on what they need to do. So it's a well-oiled machine if it's done right. And these ladies are awesome. And gentlemen. Sorry, Joe. We do have a few gentlemen that volunteer with us. And so, you know, it's an awesome group of people. And the caring and love that they give the dogs in their home is amazing. They work so hard.
Okay, we have about 20 seconds left. So for people, again, they want to adopt a dog, they want to volunteer, they want to get involved, how do they do that?
They can go to aplaceofhoperescue.com on our website, and there's applications, or they can reach out to us on Facebook.
All right, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.